them as they enter the virtual hour.
Okay, welcome back to the virtual hour. I'm your host, Dale Wright, and with me is Graham Taylor.
Howdy. Hi.
And Proton.
Full names are a dangerous thing on the internet.
Well,
yeah, I thought we'd had this discussion.
Well, your name changes like the wind on Steam. I don't know who you are anymore.
For the best. I'm Smoke. I'm Mirrors. You'll never know.
You're like Prince.
You fuck off with that.
Honestly,
you've got no chance.
I'm going to log on tomorrow and there'll just be a symbol.
Artist formerly known as Atlas.
Yeah. No, it's formerly known as the turd symbol.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. Emojis.
That's it. That's the word I was looking for.
So, what have you been playing this week, Proton?
Been mostly doing Counter-Strike again.
I've now elitist.
Pretty much. I couldn't remember if whether I'd managed to get my silver rank in the last time I was on here. No? Anyone, either of you remember? So I'm playing competitively now.
Well, I didn't know how competitively you were playing.
Well, yeah, I've managed to finally get a silver one ranking and now I've been promoted to silver two. Yeah, I know. In the big leagues, no.
Colours and numbers.
Ooh. Well, it is. I mean, when I first got into silver two, I mean, I was, you know, quite bad. I was bottom of the table, but after a little while, you sort of get into the swing of things and how tactics change. And go on.
No, I was just going to say, I've not played Counter-Strike since I was last on a 56k modem.
Well, you should give Counter-Strike Go a go.
The only thing I do on Counter-Strike Go is to do the surfing levels.
The what now?
Oh my word. A whole new world. You basically, there's these maps that are set up and they've got kind of like rooftops on them.
Right.
That go around in like circles and spirals and stuff. And right. If you run, jump, and strafe to the side as you land on the side of a rooftop and like lean into it, you surf and you gain incredible momentum.
Is this, what was this, the original Counter-Strike?
No, it's Counter-Strike Go.
I've never heard of this.
Yeah, friend Stuart showed me. And it takes some getting used to, but once you master the surf, it's the best part of the game.
Surf and turf.
It's brilliant. Carry on.
I used to play it a lot, but yeah. I mainly used to use the mod The Specialists, which was basically the Matrix
game. Oh, I heard about this.
Awesome. But yeah, sorry, carry on.
It's all right. So I started dragging Hitch along with me to it to try and get him his 10 games so he could be ranked, and he bloody well got ranked Silver 2 straight away along with me, the son of a bitch. So there's that. So he was quite happy about that, so... Yeah, also made friends with someone from Sweden who seems to be quite funny and liked me saying, mind the gap for what? Some reason. He was Swedish and he asked where I was from and I told him, he goes, oh, you're all posh. No, there's no way I'm posh, mate.
Ah, right, so we had you reciting like trains, like train noises and stuff.
Please, mind the gap. That's basically using stitches.
I'm feeling it.
I can tell.
It's gonna be...
I managed to complete Inside as well.
What do you think?
Certainly a head fuck.
Yeah, it goes places, doesn't it?
It certainly does go places. Once I'd completed it, I actually had to look at a few articles online as to what the fuck was going on, because I still wasn't sure. And
I admit I did exactly the same thing. I looked at some articles afterwards and...
Yeah.
A lot of wacky ideas about what's going on.
I've still not played it, so...
Spoiler free, I think the Wikipedia article's correct.
Look at this, because it's been...
Yeah, there's... I also watched the YouTube video for the alternative ending. And that was a bit of a head fuck as well, if you've seen it, Graham.
I've not seen it. Is that where do you have to collect every item to get that alternative ending?
Right. Yeah, yes, you do. Yeah, yeah. One of the hardest ones to do. So yeah, no. So yeah, I was. I mean, when it happened, and you know what I mean when I say that. It was literally Paul was watching my stream, and I just stood there for a few minutes, aghast as to what to do. And it was confusing at best.
But we'll have to play this game at some point.
You really it's do. Good. It'll take you what I don't know, 5 hours.
4 hours.
Maybe. Yeah, five hours.
Does it play very similar to Limbo?
Yes.
Yeah.
That I loved Limbo.
Yes, it does.
Same developer.
Yeah. Play Dead. Yeah. There was also an article on Limbo I read as well that made me feel really depressed about what Limbo means as well at the end. And that was fun.
That makes you think.
It was so similar to Limbo, but it expanded in all the right places for me. I think it's a better game.
It is a better game, definitely. More colour, a better. I want to say a better storyline.
But it's hard to.
It's told a lot better, I think, than Limbo. But Limbo was very well. It was monochromatic to start with, and with both the games, you could really take what you wanted out of it. So there wasn't any. well, they wouldn't tell you what it was. I'll put it that way. You could only guess. And now I'm going to go on to some mobile games, because what do I do at work? I don't do fuck all. I play a lot on my phone.
Multi-platform.
yeah, why not? The first one was, because I put myself down on a list, is Mario Run. It is the official Nintendo game for Android. They give you the first level for free, and they basically want a tenner after that.
Just a taste.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought, oh, that's good. Oh, no, you have to purchase it. Okay. Can't unlock it, have to purchase it. Oh, it's a tenner. Oh, I'm not playing that again. But to be fair, what I did play of it, I quite enjoyed. And the battling side of it as well is pretty good. Oh, you can link your Nintendo account up with it as well, if you can remember your login and password.
Is it available on Android now, or...?
Yeah, it's on Android now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. No, you
I'm going to be downloading.
Mario Run. It's all right. Another one that I seem to be reasonably obsessed with and pretty shit at times at playing is Clash Royale. I know we were all on it at one point, but I seem to be the only one out of us that seems to still be doing it. So
I think I've kind of forgotten about it, but...
Good game. It's a good game for like 10, 15 minutes if you've got nothing else to do. I think.
I agree. I got into that. There was a time where every time I went to the toilet, I was definitely
taking drawn. Shit. Have a game. Yeah, it's only 2.5 minutes at most.
Yeah. So, yeah. You get 3 games and easy when I go for shit.
What, do you lay a proper cable, do you?
Yeah. Yeah. We're talking some serious
some serious
plumbing.
Laying. Serious laying.
Yeah.
You're the kind of guy who completes mobile games while sat in the porcelain
throne. Yeah. And the next one after that is a game called Reactor. I'm still not sure what it is, but I'm pretty sure it's a clicker game, cookie clicker type game, where you build things to generate money, to build better things that generate more money, to build things that generate more money, to build better things that generate more money.
And then give it all up.
Go up.
Yeah, well, I just deleted it in the end. I got to almost the highest level, and I'm thinking, I give up. I'm not getting anything out of this. There's no tactics. It's like 5 minutes. 5 minutes here. Oh, I've made this much money since then. Great. I'll build a few more banks, or I'll build a couple of more arc reactors, or a bloody black hole reactor, or something like that. I mean, it's all in like 8-bit graphics and stuff like that, but it was all right. I didn't mind it, but I've had to quit, you know. But I've
cut the career short.
Well, yeah.
Watch those numbers go up, though, Prolon. Go back. You just got to see the numbers climb.
I've deleted it. It's gone.
Those are rookie numbers.
Yeah. Yeah, the rookie numbers are the trillions. I was in the AD range. Because after trillions and billions, then it went A, then AB, AC. You see how it went. And then I'll just give up. But I have been reading a lot lately. I went and bought myself a Kindle. Because I got a refund from Amazon, bless them. So I thought, well, it's a credit into my account, so I thought I'd buy myself a Kindle with it. There you go.
What are the newest Kindles like?
They're all right. I mean, I don't know what to say. It's not a Paperwhite, as much as that hurts me. The Paperwhites are quite good from what I've seen of them, but I mean, I've got a standard one. It's an e-ink display. It's matte. It looks like a book. You can change the typeface and the size, and I don't know how else to say.
Is that touchscreen?
Yeah, it is touchscreen. Yeah.
Oh, that's a new addition to the last one I ever saw.
Is it? They bought one out in 2014. They bought one out in 2016. And that's the one I've got. I think it's the 8th iteration.
What's the capacity of it? What size is it?
It's 4 gig.
That's quite big considering. That's
thousands of books, apparently.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got about 6 books on here at the minute that I'm going through. So, I'll say 6. But the only two I'm actually currently reading at the moment are, let me just get it. Oh, no, sorry, 3. One is called Ready Player One, which apparently everyone seems to love.
It's amazing.
Yeah, well, I've got the book, so I'm going to read it.
I listen to the audiobook.
Yeah, I do like Will Wheaton. Yeah. A book called Wool, W-O-O-L. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it properly.
Wool?
By Wool, yeah. Wool. By like Hugh Howley. I would say Wool is probably one of the more interesting books I've got at the minute. It's basically after the apocalypse, well, their version of an apocalypse is where the nanomachines went wrong and started killing everything. These people went to an underground silo and they've been living underground for generations. And that's about as much as I can tell you without giving most of the plot away.
Right, okay.
That's a series of 3 books. I believe they are in audiobook form if you want to go and find them, but it's very good. And the other one, which I've only just started reading, and that was a recommendation off of Reddit as well, it's a book called Machine of Death. It's from what the synopsis I read, it's basically they've invented this machine that can tell you how you're going to die. But it's malevolent. So if you go up to press the button, you get your ticket, it says old man. And you think, I'll die an old man. Great. Not necessarily true. It could mean you're going to get run over by an old man in 20 minutes.
Right, okay.
If you see where I'm going with that, that's about as good as I can get it.
Okay.
So yeah, that looks to be very promising, and I believe there's a second one of them as well. So yeah, and if you like the Witcher games, there's a book called The Last Wish. I believe it's called The Last Wish. Which is the Witcher book, basically, which is what started before the games came out. It's a collection of short stories, but the whole thing has an overarching theme running through it. It's like him traveling, and each short story is an encounter that he has, if you see what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really, really enjoyed it.
Nice.
As proper books go.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's me. Sorry, I went over my allotted time slot.
No, I think you did
there
great.
There is no allotted time.
No, just here. As long as we don't get the 3-hour director's cut.
I'm not editing it, so...
I'm on the director's cut.
I wonder if those books are available on Audible. You know, because you can actually go on there and... You know, if you go on the virtual hour and click on our Audible link...
/Audible.
Get a free month. A free month.
That's one book. Or you could go the double way and have 2 books for $14.99 a month. And, cancel it after the first month.
Or carry on.
Well,
yeah, just keep going.
Whatever you want.
The charity still gets the money, and you get 2 free books, and that's it. And if you wait a year, you get another 2 free books when you sign up again.
Okay.
So you're both telling me that there's no extra cost to me if I did this at all?
No, Graham, there's no extra cost to you. You do the 3-month trial and cancel on the last day.
Fantastic.
Okay, so anyway...
It's a done deal.
Let's move on. Graham, what have you been playing, mate? Let's end the shameless plug.
Smooth.
Right. That was smooth. Okay, so I played a little bit ill last week, so I didn't play as much as I usually...
Oh, you were dying. You were dying last week.
I was.
Hence why we recorded late.
That's true. But sorry. Yeah, I played. I continued to play Dead Rising 4.
Right.
I like it, but it's. I don't think it's quite as good as the. I did like Dead Rising. I was a fan of Dead Rising, but they took out one of the sort of core components of that game was having the countdown. It added an extra sort of element to the game.
Because you had to do it, and that was it. I heard that's what changed.
Well, it kind of ruins the game a little bit. It's not the challenge isn't there, and it's not as hard. The bosses are a little bit easier. But you know, it's still fun. Like I still like to combine weapons together. You know, just like an ice sword and just freeze hundreds of zombies and chop the heads off. It's like stuff like that's great.
That's where it shines, though, is that you can have hundreds, if not thousands, of zombies on screen at the same time. What I saw from the 15 minutes I played of it on your copy.
Yeah, it's fun.
It can handle all the zombies.
Yeah. I mean, I came into
decent cards, haven't you?
GTX 1080s. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man. But even then, though, like, there was a point where I'd killed a lot of zombies on screen at one point, you know, one time, so the FPS was dropping a little bit, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, it's fun, but not challenging, and I'm not really sort of too engrossed. I mean, it's Frank West again from the first one. He's a bit of an arsehole.
I suppose you'd have to be an arsehole to survive in that sort of world.
Yeah. Yeah, you would.
Well, you would. It's...
I agree.
Nice guys finish last.
Nice guys get eaten.
True. But it's all right. The other game I have been playing is Nier Automata, or Nier Automata. But people pronouncing it different ways. Not sure which is correct.
Well, which one do you go with? The first one?
Well, every time I think of Nier Automata, I keep in my head, I think of Nier or a tomato. So now I've started saying Nier Automata.
Okay. I don't know. I think the tomato is the better one.
Yeah.
It depends how funny you would be.
Well, yeah. But I can't think of anything else now every time I think about saying that name.
Fair enough.
How's the game, though?
It's pretty good. It's Platinum Games, so if you like Bayonetta, Metal Gear Rising, it's the A-team Platinum team that have done this game. You've got the B-team as well that have done stuff like Transformers Devastation and Pearls, which are alright. But it's got the same elements as sort of Bayonetta, you know, combat-wise.
Mm-hmm.
Only you're in an open world. There's a lot of JRPG elements thrown into it. And the story really does go to places that I didn't expect at all. So basically, it is a post sort of apocalyptic Earth. Humans are living on the moon, and aliens 1,000 years ago sent robots to Earth to wipe out humans. Now you are an android that has been sent by the humans back to Earth to try and salvage what is on the Earth and see if it's habitable.
Can I say something that's instantly come to mind from what you've said?
Go, shoot.
It reminds me of Terminator 2.
Yeah, Terminator 2, if it was spliced with Wall-E.
Yes.
And extremely anime. It's really anime.
Hold on. Wall-E?
Wall-E.
He's trying to
get because Eve comes to the planet, doesn't she, to try and find life. And she finds that little plant, doesn't she?
Yes.
So instead of Eve, if it was the T-800.
Yeah, yeah. There you go. If you like Terminator 2 and Wall-E and anime and JRPGs...
I find that to be a very small subsection of people.
And
I don't know. I like both.
So I mean, we're the small subsection. So am I.
But it's pretty damn good. I mean, it's a little bit janky on PC, but it's not in any way like there's just a few like drops in frame rates now and again, but it's not nothing, you know, game breaking.
Have you got it all set up to maximum, though?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, yeah, I don't... I spare no expense when I'm... But I love those frame rates, every one of them. All 60. the other game I play... Have you guys played Headlander?
No.
No, I haven't, no.
It is a... Oh, what are they called? A double... What's the game? No, Devolver. I think it's Devolver. You've done it. Devolver. But it's like...
Oh, yeah, yeah. Devolver Games, yes.
The Metroidvania type game.
What's it called again?
Headlander.
I'm sure I've heard you and Kev talk about it.
It's really cool. It's quite interesting. So it's sort of got a retro feel to it as well. There's like a few kind of weird filters that they've applied over the top of it. But basically, you've got... you are a head. And the way you solve puzzles is by attaching yourself to different bodies within each sort of environment. It's quite difficult to describe, actually. But okay. It's interesting. I've probably only played about 40 minutes of it.
Yeah.
But and obviously there's a sort of like classic Metroidvania type stuff of going back and forth, you know, being able to explore new environments once you've got a new power kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I've played 40 minutes of it. I was really impressed with it, and I'm going to probably continue to carry on playing that over the course of the week.
It looks good. From what I've seen of, you know, what other people have played, I think it looks good.
And I've played a little bit more of Ghost Recon, but not much, because I'm the only person who owns the game.
Wow, I'm sorry.
It's alright, it's not your fault. But
yeah,
that's... not really got a lot to say about Ghost Recon, because I've not really had much more chance to play with it cooperatively. Now, I've been avoiding playing the single player.
Yeah.
Well, playing it on my own, because it's not designed for that.
No, it's better to play together.
Yeah.
It's always better to play together.
As always.
That's it, really, for games. Watched a few TV shows, though.
Oh, you've been watching?
Iron Fist.
Is that any good? Because I've heard mixed reviews. Well, I just heard a bad review then, but...
I've watched two episodes, and it might be because my sort of... I was already kind of had a deflated expectation of that, you know, from hearing what other people have read, but it was all right. I've watched two episodes, they were all right.
I might get around to it.
That's what I mean. Yeah. They're all right.
Yeah. And I finished the finale of Star Wars Rebels.
Oh, man. Oh, right. Yeah, don't say a word, because I'm several episodes behind now.
You have got some stuff to look forward to with Star Wars Rebels.
I saw Darth Maul starting a fight with somebody on a sand planet as the trailer for the next episode.
You, I'm presuming you know who that somebody is?
Yeah, somebody at work told me.
Well, I don't want to spoil it for anyone, because it's pretty big. I suppose, well, it was in the trailer, wasn't it, as well?
Yeah, crossover, isn't it?
Yeah. That is a really good animated TV show.
There's something really, I don't even know what the word is.
they're keeping it true to Star Wars. They're not... They're sort of mixing enough of the actual main storyline. You know, the main universe.
Yeah.
Universe that we love. They're involving just enough of that to make it really interesting.
Yeah. I just like how, even though some of the animation is not 100%, like the lip sync is terrible.
Yeah.
Just the characters and how they can fit so much into a 20-minute episode, and it still feels like it does feel like it's part of the Star Wars story, the lore.
Yeah.
I just really like it.
Enjoying that. And that's really... I think that's me. Really?
That's what you've been up to, then?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, so what have you been up to?
I've only played two games since the last time we spoke.
I think I know what they are as well.
We'll start with Resident Evil 7. Amazing game. I've been streaming that on Twitch. every night while my wife's been here. Oh, last night was the finale.
I didn't know you were doing it every night. Sorry.
Yeah, it was Dr. Lovecherry and the Quest for Brown Pants.
Yeah, I don't know why I'm not getting notifications, because I did follow you on Twitch.
You probably turned them off, and I don't blame you.
No, I haven't, because I get fucking notifications for everyone else I follow.
But yeah, Resident Evil 7, like, the first hour of that game feels like pure survival horror. Like, Amityville horror meets The Ring meets a whole bunch of scary shit. And then after that, it fades. Like, well, fades. It transitions into more of an old school Resident Evil game. Like, because it all takes place in this one house. But I don't really want to say too much about it. All I can say is that I've really enjoyed it, and there's been so many, like, jump scares, and...
I don't think you can say much about it, because it is very much a game of... you will give it away.
Yeah, it does tie in with Resident Evil, because I had my fears that it was just going to be, like... I was playing it for the first couple of hours, and it just felt like... Why is this a Resident Evil game? Like, where does it tie in? And it does eventually kind of meld into a Resident Evil
in
game.
In a significant sort of way, or are we talking, like, in a small kind of...
Well, again, I can't say too much, but...
Oh, yeah, okay.
There is explanations as to why it's a Resident Evil game. There is backstory, and you find out more about why... things are happening and stuff like that, but the whole thing was just very cinematic, and it felt great. Like, even though I was shitting myself, it was really good. Like, I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Do you have any plans to play this in VR?
Nope.
Do they do it in VR? Do they?
On the PS4, it's VR ready.
Oh, right.
With the PSVR, is it called?
Yes.
And there is Vive support coming for it, I think, later this year. But I have no intention of playing that in VR. It was scary enough on a monitor.
Normal.
2D.
See, the thing I find of watching you was that I was watching it and I was okay, but the minute I started playing it, I thought, oh, shit.
When you're responsible for turning the corners.
Yeah, basically.
You're the one who's got to go upstairs. You're the one who's got to go down into the basement. You're the one who's got to. Oh, it's
it waste really all my did shotgun get my bullets.
Yeah. You only have yourself to blame then.
Indeed.
But it was very, very good. Like, I highly recommend it. I mean, like Resident Evil 5, for example, it was okay. You know, it didn't feel much like a Resident Evil game.
Right.
But Resident Evil 7 just it hit the spot.
Took it back in a new way.
No loading screens for the doors. No, there are loading screens. Actually, no, I don't think there is.
No, there isn't.
Oh no, there is. There is actually when you go outside. Everything inside the house, there's no loading screen. But as soon as you go outside, it's like two separate levels. There's outside and there's inside, and that's it. But it's very fast. It's very quick transition. What else have I been playing? Last week, I was streaming Life is Strange. That was recommended to me by a guy called Sammer, who streams Rocksmith a lot. He said I really needed to play it, so I did. And that game brought me to tears 1.5 times.
What game is this again, sorry?
Life is Strange.
Oh yeah, I've heard you go on about that.
It's amazing. It's the first couple of minutes felt like The OC. It felt like a teenage drama kind of game. Like, I was expecting it not to be that good. But I can't say too much without ruining it, but she finds out that she has powers. It's about a girl called Max who goes to high school, or is it a college? I can't remember. Studying photography. And then she sees a friend that she's not seen for 5 years because she left the town and she came back to study. When she came back to study, came back to study, she sees her friend get shot. And at that point, she finds out she can actually turn back time, like short periods.
Right.
So you turn back time, you save your best friend, and then it carries on from there. About how, you know, she can manipulate people with these powers. Well, not really manipulate, but manipulate situations, these powers.
Right. Some sort of similarities to like the butterfly effects, kind of changing time and altering the.
Not going to talk about that. But
okay.
What the butterfly effect?
Well, that and, you know, does it happen? Again, no spoilers.
Okay.
But I did, like, the end, I cried. I had tears in my eyes. And it's episodic as well. So, I mean, if you go go online and look at how much it is, I think it's like £6 or £7 for all the episodes. Yeah. Which is a shame because people had to wait months between episodes and they were paying full price, but now you get the whole collection really cheap.
The fools, nature of life, nature of everything.
But it's a cracking game, and one thing that does make it stand out, you know, it stand above all the other games of its genre, is the soundtrack. Because you got people like Sid Matters, Jose Gonzalez, Alt J, Breton.
Mogwai. I do not recognize any of these.
Mogwai and Jose Gonzalez. You just mentioned those two bands, and I immediately want to play this game.
Yeah, because the soundtrack to it is just it strengthens the game.
I still don't know what you're talking about.
Mogwai, you're absolutely. They're a post-rock band, pro, but they're awesome. They're amazing.
Really good.
Yeah. Right. Okay. I'll take your word.
Really
for
good.
It.
I think they're from Glasgow. But anyway, yeah, I'm gonna look at buying that game. I think.
Yep, because I'm going to have to buy it for the wife. I'm told that my wife, well, I know for a fact she won't be able to take it. I don't think her heart would take that game.
Tissues on standby.
Yeah, it's a proper roller coaster of emotion.
Oh, right, okay.
One other thing, I think that's all I've been playing, really. But one thing I have started watching, I renewed my Netflix account, and I've started watching Ultimate Beastmaster.
Oh, right.
Which is kind of like Ninja Warrior, but better.
Right.
There's less padding on things, and you have like two people from each of these countries that are competing to be the ultimate Beastmaster. You get 2 minutes of Sylvester Stallone at the beginning, and Terry Crews is one of the commentators on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant. If you like Ninja Warrior, I highly recommend it.
I don't like Ninja Warrior.
Right, well, it's not for you then. Terry Crews, isn't it?
I like Terry Crews.
I'm in.
Terry,
I'm all well, in.
Terry Crews is a geezer.
He is a geezer. But yeah, I definitely recommend it. I think drop everything you're doing now and go and watch an episode.
Finish listening to this podcast first.
Yeah, obviously.
Obviously.
Okay, now it's time for a shameless plug. Our primary mission is to raise money for the Special Effect charity, who help people with disabilities play games by modding controllers and doing whatever they need, basically. To help us out, just head over to thevirtualhour.com/Amazon, and there you'll see some instructions. Basically, if you're ever going to purchase anything from Amazon, just click on the Amazon button, and up to 10% of each sale that is made after clicking that link goes to the charity. You can also click on Audible on there or go to thevirtualhour.com/audible and charity gets money for every sign up. It's that simple. At no cost to you, the charity gets money.
It's time for the virtual quiz.
Okay, it's time for the virtual quiz. And this week it's Graham versus Pab. Again.
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 Rematch.
I've got a belt to
best of three.
Keep carrying, I guess.
It is, it's 1-1. You won last time, didn't you, Graham?
I did.
Did I win the first time?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, well, there you go then.
No shit.
All those moons ago.
Yep. Over a year ago.
Yep. Grudge match. you still laughing it up?
No.
Okay, well. this week's quiz is Star Wars related. How do you feel about that?
Great.
Not you. Great. Anyway, whatever. Graham, like what's your buzzer? What's your buzzer this week?
My buzzer is...
He needs some milk!
Paul, what's yours?
Hang on, I've knocked mine off. Let's find it.
Oh.
What do you want? You got any...
Your buzzer.
Your buzzer.
What are you going to have?
Just let's pick find one. Where is it now? We can have...
Oh.
I'm in
what?
My mum's car.
Brum. Right, okay.
I also, but I want...
Please don't.
Can I do this once before we start? Once.
Go on.
No. Oh, right, yeah. That's acceptable.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
Seinfeld.
Goodbye.
Right, anyway. So there's 15 questions. You get a point for each. Yeah.
There'll be no draw this time.
Definitely no draw.
No draw.
Do this. Question one. Blood. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Ready as I'll ever be.
Question one. Which is the only film of the original six in which the desert planet Tatooine doesn't appear?
I'm in my mum's car.
Paul.
I'm going to guess Empire.
Right. Correct. Correct, it was Empire.
Oh, good guess.
Yeah, well done.
There you go.
Okay.
Winner.
You're on chicken to a winner dinner. Now.
Exactly.
Question two. Which 1981 blockbuster features characters from the original trilogy carved onto an ancient wall?
Oh. Say that again.
Which 1981 blockbuster features characters from the original trilogy carved on an ancient wall?
I'm gonna name
I have no idea.
He needs some milk.
Graham.
This is a guess. I'm gonna guess this. I'm gonna guess it's Clerks.
Nope. Clerks over to Paul. 1981 blockbuster.
I mean, I don't know.
Have a guess.
I was gonna say Spaceballs, but probably not that. Sounds older as well. Guess that, yeah. Let's go with Spaceballs.
Nope.
The correct answer is Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Oh, damn.
How would I say that? I wouldn't have known that.
Well, it's like
a film like 60 times.
Can't turn this.
What was it? Was it the.
Pick a different one.
Which was it? The third Indiana Jones film, Temple of Doom, that had Club Obi-Wan in it?
Second.
Was it Raiders?
Raiders is first, Temple is second, and Last Crusade is third.
Oh, sugar. I thought
but Temple is set before Raiders.
Right, okay.
Like, chronologically.
Question number three. What's the name of the green-skinned bounty hunter Han Solo kills?
Paul.
That wasn't me.
No, Graham.
Oh, sorry, yeah, I pressed the wrong one. No, that's right
you're
one.
You're right.
Yeah. Greedo.
Yeah. Correct. Well done, son.
Thanks.
Have some milk.
He needs some milk!
Question number four. Which of the original trilogy films has the most deaths?
Oh my god.
Trilogy films.
What a question.
Has the most deaths. Oh.
We're not talking like stormtroopers as well,
are
we?
I'm in my mum's car.
Paul.
Is that going to be... Hang on a minute, he won't shut up. I'm going to guess it's going to be... New Hope.
Yes.
Am I right?
Yes.
To blow up a planet.
Yes. Yes. Bonus point. Name the nice. Planet.
That is... Chorus... Am I right?
Nope. Graham, not over for the bonus.
Oh. I've forgotten the name of the planet.
I'll type it in.
As soon as you say it, it'll be...
I'll know straight away as soon as you say it. I've completely forgotten.
Alderaan.
Alderaan, yeah.
The one.
Okay, so nobody got the bonus. That's fine. Okay, question number five.
Brucey bonus.
Which character does Ewan McGregor's uncle, Clawson, play in the original trilogy? Tough one.
Dennis Lawson.
Yep, Ewan McGregor's uncle.
And is he in all of them? Is he in the New Hope?
It just says original trilogy.
Right, okay. I don't know. Graham, pick someone.
I need a buzzer.
Yeah, give us a buzzer.
Oh, who would it be?
I don't know. It's a big I don't know at all. Let's go.
I'm gonna.
Broom.
Over to Paul.
I don't know. Admiral Ackbar.
Nope.
Good guess.
Graham.
Need to think about this.
Well, you haven't got all the time.
I feel like I know this. There's gonna be some. No, I don't know it. No.
It is Wedge.
Wedge Antilles.
This says Wedge.
Yeah.
Question number 6. Which is the only film of the original 6 to be nominated for Best Picture?
And Graham?
I'm going to go with Empire.
No.
Oh, it's
going to be A New Hope, isn't it?
I'm going to have lost my thing. That's my new one.
Great.
He's appropriate.
Consistency.
It's going to be A New Hope, then.
Yes, it is.
Correct. There's also a bonus question related to this one. Which motion picture? Which motion picture beat it?
Oh.
I don't know why. I think it's Rocky.
Nope. Graham.
Okay.
Graham, son.
Thinking.
Think quicker.
Fine. I'm trying my best. God. What came out at the same time? It's because it's Dirty Dancing?
No.
No.
It's a film called Annie Hall.
Annie Hall with Woody
Allen.
I
don't know. Never heard of it.
Really good comedy.
Woody Allen.
Oh. Yeah, Woody Allen.
Yep. Clear my throat. Do this. Question 7. Which prop ended up nicknamed the pork burger by the special effects crew?
Oh, God. Why does that ring a bell? Going a blank here, Graham, because I am.
Yeah, don't know. Don't know.
Has it a guess, gentlemen?
Pork burger.
Which prop had the nickname?
Let's guess. Hang on, I've got a new one.
Yes, Paul.
I'm going to go with the... I don't know.
Have a guess. There's a prop.
Name crew. Anything that isn't a person.
The bowcaster.
No. Graham?
No speeder?
No. It was, in fact, the Millennium Falcon.
What? That's a bit random.
I'll throw it in there.
Not logical. There's no logic to it. There probably is a logical thing to it, but it's never explained, is it?
Okay, question 8. What does the term Blue Harvest mean in the context of the original trilogy?
Yeah.
I'm not a Star Wars fan.
I've heard of the name. I know it was... Oh, hang on a minute. Say that question again.
What does the term Blue Harvest mean in the context of the original trilogy?
Oh.
It wasn't Blue Harvest, like the original, like the original title for the film. I don't know what you were in at.
I'm gonna give you that one actually, because
it was a
shot. I'm gonna let him have it.
All right.
It was the fake title of Return of the Jedi. They filmed Return of the Jedi, and they basically, the minute you mentioned Star Wars, prices go up.
Right.
They gave it the fake title, Blue Harvest.
Blue Harvest.
Yeah.
Which is what the Family Guy.
Yeah, I was going to say, I can look it for me now. I can see the Family Guy one is called Blue Harvest, yeah. Cool.
Okay, question 9. What was Luke Skywalker's original name? So, I'll say now.
Give me some milk!
Okay, go on, Graham.
Starkiller.
Oh, yes. Wow!
It's like he knew it.
Yeah.
Okay, someone's got to get this. Question 10. What does Han Solo claim the Millennium Falcon can do in less than 12 parsecs?
Paul?
Is it something like it's something like the Kessel Run or something like that, is it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
There you go.
Point.
Yo.
Question 11.
Punto.
Numero uno. Question 11. What planet do Wookiees come from? I only know this one because of South Park.
I really don't know.
Oh, hang on.
There you go. One for you. I'm going to guess Wookieville.
No.
Wookieville, Tennessee.
Milkman.
Milkman.
Graham?
Is it Kashyyyk? Kashyyyk?
Yes, it is. I'm not going to even trip. I know what you mean. Kashyyyk.
I would have called it Kashyyyk, yeah. I've heard that before.
Okay, the next three questions are a little bit different. So question 12, which character did Benicio del Toro almost play?
Yo, del Toro. Oh,
yes. Damn.
Give me a clue.
I'm going to guess.
Paul.
Lando.
No.
He needs some milk.
Graham.
I'm going to guess at Han.
No. It was Darth Maul.
Wow.
Oh. Okay.
Almost. It almost happened, which leads me on to question 13. Which character did Christopher Walken almost play?
Paul.
Lando.
It's got to be right sometime.
Yeah.
Not in this case.
Go on, do it.
He needs some milk!
Graham.
I'm going to take a wild guess at Obi-Wan.
No.
All right, before you tell the answer, let me have another guess.
Go on.
I don't know why. Is it Dooku?
No.
Do you want me to give you...
Yeah, go on. Give us
do an impression of the character as Christopher Walken.
Yeah, okay.
Damn, Leia. What the hell? No, that doesn't really help at all, does it?
No.
That's the worst impression I've ever done.
Could be anyone who's conversed with Princess Leia at all.
Yeah, but who does?
Han.
Quite a lot.
Luke.
Han Solo.
Han. I wouldn't have thought that.
Oh, damn.
Imagine that, Chris Walken as Han Solo.
Getting my Benicio's mixed up with my Walken's.
Walken? It's a mistake we all make.
Yeah.
Question 14. Which character did Gary Oldman almost play? And this is Newish Trilogy.
Newish Trilogy?
Yeah, like episodes 1, 2, 3.
Newish Trilogy? I thought you said Jewish.
No.
So what the hell's that?
The different, yeah. It's a different trilogy.
Well, 1, 2, and 3, as it were. You got anything, Graham? You anything coming to mind?
It's a toughie, this, isn't it?
Yeah.
host of characters off the top of my head it could be.
I don't know. Let's go for Mace Windu.
No. Graham.
I'm gonna take a wild guess.
Do it.
Palpatine?
What? No.
Sidious? That's Sidious Palpatine?
No.
No, no. It's General Grievous.
Grievous?
That rings a bell, you know, now that you say that.
General Grievous was a robot.
Yeah.
Oh, so well, his voice,
robotist.
Like cyborg-esque. Okay, final question.
For all the marbles.
What does Luke's Uncle Owen do as a job?
Absolute. Oh, okay.
Graham knows this one.
I kind of
know this.
The farmer. Technically, but.
Yeah, but what kind?
Yeah, this is going to drive me mad now. I know, it's there. Oh, this is really hard now. I've got his farmer right now.
I know it.
Buzzer?
I can't turn the phone on fast enough. He
needs some Graham.
he's a moisture farmer.
Yes, he is.
Correct.
See, I thought he was a Nerf herder. But what's that?
No, that's just something ugly people do, apparently.
Oh, right.
Gruffy-looking Nerf herder.
I thought they were all Nerf herders.
Gruffy-looking.
I'm a moisture farmer. I like collecting the water.
So, Proton, what are the scores?
Scores are, Graham has 4 points, and Paul has 5 points.
Hey.
Well done, Paul.
Oh my god. Meme town. Okay, and now it's time for some philosophy questions. Joining us is Pab. You're still
Hello.
Here?
I'm here.
And our good friend Kavino.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Bad.
You alright?
Yeah.
Northern welcome. You alright? The correct response to alright is alright.
Alright.
Not bread roll.
A mumble.
You alright?
I'm not the Orbis hat.
It's not. That's it. Not bread roll then, no. No.
Top okay. of the world. Okay, first philosophical question. If a cyclops closes its eye, is it blinking or winking?
It depends how fast it moves the eye, I suppose. How long has it had it closed?
I don't know.
Well, regardless of the amount of eyes, you know, it can blink or it can.
It is very much down to context.
It is down to context. It depends if you've got a hard on or not.
What? What if you sat there? Just say you were sat in a lecture and you turn to your left and there's, you know, Cyclops Barry.
Yeah.
Winking at me.
Oh, Bazza.
And he does, like, he closes his eyes slowly and opens it up. Is that a wink?
I don't know. Is he looking at me?
Well, yeah, because you're looking at him.
Well, then, is he smiling?
Don't know. He's in a lecture. He's not, you know, he's not enthralled.
I'd have to ask him afterwards, because you know he's got one eye.
Okay, next question.
What about if a person with one eye blinking their eye? Are they winking or blinking their eye?
Does anyone know what the saying means in the land of the blind? The one-eyed man is king.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. What does it mean? Someone explain it to me.
Well, it's like if you don't judge people.
Mm-hmm.
If you're seeing past the surface and not just looking, you know, if you're looking beyond the surface,
mm-hmm.
you'll live a far more rewarding life.
All right, thank you.
Well, sure, the one-eyed man sees more than a blind man.
Yeah, that's you're looking beyond the surface, aren't
that's
you?
That's what it means.
Well,
yeah, even beyond literal is
the literal meaning.
It's the fact of if everyone in the world's blind and you've got one eye, you can see everything and you can just
get on with it.
Pretty much, and just kill them all if you really wanted to, I suppose.
See, Kev.
It's a bit of an extreme situation, but still.
See, you've taken it a lot further than I would have thought. I think Graham's got that one. Well done, Graham. 1 point.
I think there's many interpretations of it. I think it could be applied to quite a many situation. Anyway,
yes.
Next question: if you tried to fail and succeed, which have you done?
You've still succeeded.
Succeed at failing.
If you succeeded at failing, then yes, you've succeeded because you wanted to fail.
But you failed, though. So which one is it?
Have
you
failed?
You succeeded.
The aim to fail and actual fail are two different things, surely.
If you try to fail and succeed, which have you done?
Well, you've succeeded because you tried to fail, but you still managed to do the task.
If you fail trying to succeed, that is failing.
Well, that's pure failure.
Are you trying to get us to argue?
No, it's just thought-provoking questions, isn't it, one? If a genie grants you 3 wishes but says you can't wish for more wishes, can you wish for more genies?
Yes. But then do you get to fight in a battle royale?
I don't know, is there a contract? Cockfighting. So I reckon if there was a contract with this genie, I reckon, you know, they could take it to court and, you know, you could argue that.
To be fair, I'd want a last genie standing type match. That'd be good
Hell
to see.
Hell in a Cell.
Yeah. You know, where...
Yeah, the sledgehammer and the chairs.
Yeah.
Straight through the table ladders and chairs match for genies.
Like when The Undertaker threw, what's his
Mankind.
Face at the top? Mankind up the top of the cell.
Yeah. Didn't he get really hurt?
He threw the announcer's table.
Didn't do him any good. I don't think it was grim.
Okay.
Wasn't it like, his last... Was that his last match?
No.
No, the Undertaker's still about.
No, Mankind.
I don't think it did much for him, to be perfectly honest.
They normally plan for this sort of stuff, don't they?
Well, he did that reality show not long ago, didn't he?
Yeah, but this was in 1989, wasn't it?
No,
it was like 90s.
It was 90s, yeah.
Oh, was it?
2000s.
Might have been 2000, yeah.
If I remember watching it, and last time I watched it, I was 16, 17.
Didn't Vader rip his ear off as well at one point?
Jesus.
Through the, with the ropes.
Yes.
No, the wrestler, the big guy, Vader.
Getting old.
I am old, thank you very much.
Are you ready for the next question?
Yes.
Thank you, Kev.
If a redhead works at a bakery, is he the gingerbread man?
Yes.
Ah, but it depends if bakery does bread or not.
The gingerbread man.
Surely.
What, is it a female redhead or is it a male redhead?
Does it matter?
Well, yeah, because if it's a female redhead, it's not going to be gingerbread.
Well, gingerbread woman.
It depends if you like calling them gingers instead of redheads, I suppose.
Well, Kev, maybe it's a gingerbread person.
How dare you?
Correct world.
How dare you?
Oh, sorry.
Just saying.
I don't know. Hashtag,
okay.
Just saying.
Is the next one. If you are what you eat, is Hannibal Lecter more human than the rest of us?
No, he's a psychopath.
Fictional.
He's fictional, that's correct.
That's that sorted.
No, he's still a no. Sorry.
Okay. Next one. If Jimmy cracked corn and no one cared, why is there a song about it?
And which Jimmy they're talking about.
The one who cracked the corn.
Just sing the song for me, so
Jimmy cracked corn,
Jimmy
I don't care.
I've not actually heard that one.
You not heard that one?
I heard that one, yeah.
Must be a fucking Lancashire thing.
You never heard that? It's an American thing.
Never
Jimmy cracked corn, isn't it?
I think it is.
Okay, isn't
it? We don't eat that much
but
corn,
do we? Say, the only 3 people that have said they know about it is the 3 Lancashire guys in the chat.
Can I get a fact check on the...
Have you heard that, Proton?
I heard what?
Jimmy Crack Corn, the song.
Yes, I have, and I've, I've actually just quickly Googled what it means, because I weren't sure.
Okay.
Jimmy Crack Corn, and I don't care, basically, yeah. What it actually means, some dude fell off a horse and died. Let's get hammered. Called Blue Tail Fly, when it was first written in the 1840s, the original lyrics weren't Jimmy Crack Corn, but rather Jim Crack Corn. That's not just us standing on formality. We'll use that info in a second. If you actually read through the full song lyrics, it tells the story of an unhappy slave whose job it is to follow around his horseback riding master and shoo away the flies. However, a blue tail fly bites the horse, causing it to buck and the master to be thrown and killed. An investigation follows, for which the slave avoids being blamed for the death. Well, that's a weird thing to cut. Why didn't the captured servant's murder investigation make it into the children's recital? Now, remember when we said about the refrain that it used to be Jimmy Crack Corn? A quick search of Ye Olde English Dictionary finds that Jim Crack or Jim, instead of Jim space crack or Jim Crack, one word, used to mean cheap, and corn was shorthand for corn whiskey. In other words, what at first sounds like a lament from a strangely loyal slave suddenly means like the man is kicking back and enjoying some cheap booze after his master's accident. It makes it way worse sense this way, and nobody would mourn the death of a corn-loving slave driver. But of course, an oppressed slave would celebrate his temporary freedom with a cheap bottle of Rotgut. We're not saying the song is bad or anything, but rejoicing at the death of evil isn't necessarily evil itself. Still, it means your children are singing a song about getting fucked up on Everclear to commemorate the time a guy got his brains bashed in.
I'm going to assume that you're on Wikipedia.
No, I'm actually on Cracked.
That's Urban Dictionary.
No, that's cracked.com.
Right, let's move to the next one.
Yeah.
If a tomato is a fruit, then is ketchup a smoothie?
Yes. Next question.
Okay. Is a rivalry between two vegetarians still called a beef?
Well, it's going to be like a corn.
History of the word.
No. Beef. No. That's not the question. what else would you call it?
Circa 1300.
Between two men.
Quan. It's a quan.
Quan.
Got a quan off.
That, I can see that sticking.
Circa 1300 from the old French boeuf. modern French boeuf from Latin bovum, ox cow from pie, da da da. Original plural was beeves, B-E-E-V-E-S, to complain, slang, 1888. American English from now meaning complaint. So yes, it would still be a beef.
Okay.
So it's American, so it doesn't exist.
How dare you?
Next question. Next. If life is unfair to everyone, doesn't that make life fair?
Yes. Well, no, life is...
General.
You mean does everyone having the same sort of unfairness make it fair? I don't think two negatives make a positive, does it? In that sense, or a trillion negatives make it positive? I have no idea. No, I don't, but you've asked the question.
Well, yeah, I don't care about the answer.
Oh, right, okay.
No right answer.
Okay, next one.
No wrong answer.
If we're not supposed to have midnight snacks, then why does the fridge have a light in it?
Good question.
So you can see expiry dates.
I need to be able to see my medication.
I think the light is as much to show that the power is on.
That's a good point. That's a very good point.
But you've then got hums and the fact it's chilly inside.
Yeah, but you might not.
But on a cold day, how would you know? You know, if in a cold house, in a cold house, in a cold house,
when you've never had eaten on in really three fucking week.
No, but sometimes you get used to those sort of sounds.
How old is the light in the fridge, though?
I don't know. I've never replaced the light bulb in a fridge.
No, I mean, like how? When was the first light put into a fridge?
Oh, don't get him started.
What, Mr. Google?
Here's the next one. If I download... I can hear you typing.
Damn you, Mike.
Probably you need to get rid of that mechanical keyboard.
If I download a movie in Jamaica, am I a pirate of the Caribbean?
No, because it's from where you're based.
It's right. Jamaica, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, but if it's... I thought you... hosted in Jamaica.
If I download a movie in Jamaica, am I a pirate of the Caribbean?
Most technically, yes.
Here's another one for you, then. If revenge is the dish best served cold and revenge is sweet, is revenge ice cream?
Depends how hard you throw it, I suppose.
There's more, I think, sweet than ice cream, though, isn't there?
Saccharin.
Be nice.
Cold
pie.
And sweet.
Like pure, a bag of pure glucose.
Ice cubes.
Yeah. Slush puppy.
Slush puppy.
Cheesecake.
Yeah.
There you go.
Cheesecake's cold and sweet. That's my favourite.
Arctic roll.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I love an Arctic roll.
An Arctic roll.
Chocolate. A creamy chocolate gatto. Although,
to be fair, Black Forest gatto.
Not a fan.
You're not a fan?
Not of the gâteau, no.
What, you don't like tiramisu either, though, do you?
Tiramisu is for weirdos. We've had this conversation.
Hold on.
It's a coffee liqueur based pudding. Yes, it's very, very nice. The Italians eat a lot of it. Dale, you're fucking wrong.
No, yes. Tiramisu is for weirdos. I'm going to put that on a t-shirt.
I'll go with you, Dale. I don't give a shit. I will eat the whole fucking thing.
Why can't you just leave it as something delicious without having to taint it?
It is delicious.
No, it's not.
It's absolutely delicious.
No, it's not.
You start with the coffee.
Stockholm syndrome, yeah, man. You're all fooled into thinking it's great.
Look, Kev, if you've never had tiramisu and you want to try it, go get yourself a really cheap one from Tesco's. And if you like that, get yourself a really expensive one. They're really nice. And
the Aldi ones are good as well.
Yes.
Are they?
They're all good.
I've not had
a bad one.
Next question.
Is it tiramisu based?
No, it's not. If you choke a Smurf, what colour does it turn?
Black eventually.
Pale blue.
Purple.
Yeah, purple is probably the right answer, yeah.
It bleeds.
Joker Smurf.
Okay, here's another one for you.
Because if it's blue, and assuming it's got, you know, normal, well, quote-unquote, normal blood in it.
Do we know what colour Smurf blood is? Blue and red,
it's going to be purple. There you go, dropped off.
Do we know what colour Smurf blood is?
I don't know, but I'm assuming I'm going to hear those fingers in a minute.
Rainbow coloured.
You're not.
I've been slapping that question into the interweb.
What colour?
Okay, right, next one.
Right, if you're not doing it, I'm going to do it.
If Cinderella's shoe fit perfectly, why did it fall off in the first place?
Because she's a dozy woman and tripped.
She was running, wasn't she? Yeah.
She was running. Did a heel snap?
No.
I don't think it did.
Not that the heel broke. I think it just fell off and she went, oh, I ain't got time to go to take a step back and pick it up.
To be fair, it's a glass shoe. You've got to remember as well that it's a shoe that's not got any sort of laces or buckles on it. It's just a pure shoe.
Probably loose fit. It's a loose fit.
Yeah. Is this coming from a place of authority, Kev?
He has glass slippers at home.
Listen very carefully. Looking
together.
Come on, we all wear slip-ons.
But glass ones.
Yeah.
Because I like living on the edge.
Yeah. Okay, here's one for you.
For me.
Oh, right. Sorry, just to go back a couple. I have just double-checked. The official colour of Smurf's blood is not known, but it's been shown to be red. There you go.
So it's brown, then?
So red, yeah.
Brown? Blue and red make brown?
No, blue and red make purple, you ninny.
Don't ask me. Tell him. He said
brown. I don't know.
I'm talking to him.
I don't know. I don't know my colour profiles.
Well, you need to get yourself a colour wheel, Dale.
Yeah.
I'm telling you what, I'm going to go in there and get some red paint.
Did you never do it when you were six years old?
You need to wheel to your missus about this. About the colour wheel.
I'm too busy chasing birds.
You're about smashing that pussy.
Yeah. For what?
How old did you say?
I can't
six.
Get memes
down, boy. Don't think so. Okay, here's a question for you. Question. If you're not supposed to talk to strangers, then how do I make friends?
I don't know. You came on this TeamSpeak channel.
That was Graham. Graham brought me here.
There you go. Nice. That's how you make friends. You just start talking, don't you?
It was nice.
I brought Graham here.
Yeah.
If good things come to those who wait, why is procrastinating bad?
Because you're not actually waiting for anything.
Yeah, you're not waiting. You're putting something else.
Okay, is a good one, actually. I've got a really good one. If male twins married female twins and had kids, would their babies look the same?
That's a genetics question. You might want to put that on Yahoo Answers.
Ooh, Yahoo Answers for the genetics, is it?
Doctors and scientists are all over Yahoo Answers. Pro and contestant to that.
Yeah. I was one of them.
Proton MD.
It was Quincy MD. I even managed to get a picture. It was Quincy MD. I even had a picture of him I could use as an icon. It was great fun.
You like Photoshop a stethoscope on him?
Okay, go on. Oh,
go on. You finish.
I was going to make another account for Ironside.
Of course you were.
Okay, I have the final question.
This is a final one.
Final question.
Final one.
If dentists make their money from unhealthy teeth, why would I trust a product that 4 out of 5 of them would recommend?
Because they only want the best for you. Do you really not trust anyone, Dale?
Well, no. It's a question, isn't it?
Well,
plus they make money from checkups, don't they? And polish and scaling and...
Taking the piss, Dale.
I know.
Now, Dale, you could also argue that again about doctors as well.
Yeah, but I don't trust doctors. So, you know.
No, but if a doctor keeps you alive, they're going to make more money in the long run, aren't they?
So what you're saying is...
Well, most doctors are NHS in this country, so no.
Yeah, so...
So what you're saying is doctors are more interested in... not in cure, but in... What's the word I'm looking for?
That'd be so weird if they're on a mission for keeping people alive.
Well, that's what a wage is, isn't it?
Well, they don't want to kill people. They want to manage it. That's what they want to do. There's no money
in
cures.
Like, they had to add up how many people they'd kept alive. And then they got a commission for each one.
What do you get if someone dies then? You get a doctor what dot your
you
wage.
Get cut.
Yeah, you get double bonus.
You get cut.
Okay.
Wage scars like pride. Sorry if I've gone somewhere else.
Okay, anyway.
Fucking proton scarification over there.
Okay, that's the end of this week's episode.
That's good.
Are you grateful?
I'd like to thank everyone for turning up.
Welcome.
Been a ball. Been a blast.
Mm-hmm.
All right, say goodbye, everyone.
Bye.
Sayonara.
Bye.
It has a little bit of blue rhythm that sighs. It has a meter that is tricky. A bit of wicky-wacky wicky. But when you dance it with a new love, there'll be true love in her eyes. Together, they say you're better than one. Two heads together, that's how the dance has begun. Two arms around you, and lips to sigh, I am yours, and you are mine. While the karaoke carries you away, mine. While the karaoke till the break of day, and you are mine. You've done the karaoke, you'll never care to do the polka, and then you realize the blue and bamboula are through. Tomorrow morning you'll discover you're just a karaoke lover, and when you dance it with each new love, there'll be true love just for you.